Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is University of Virginia political analyst Kyle Condick. Kyle, can a GOP contender win the Republican nomination without the support of the NRA?
I do think that a GOP nominee has to be a, you know, reliable defender of the Second Amendment, and Rand Paul is that. In fact, the reason he didn't get invited is not because he's somehow squishy on gun rights, but it's because he is associated with a different organization that's sort of a competitor of the NRA. The NRA doesn't really like that, but Paul himself has an A rating from the NRA, so it's not like some previous Republican politicians like Mitt Romney and John McCain and George H.W. Bush and Bob Dole, who actually, you know, were not really seen as sufficiently pro-gun by the NRA at certain times of their career. Rand Paul is sufficiently pro-gun. It's just that there's this different organization he sometimes works with. So that's the rub here.
Is NRA backing important in any way for a Democratic contender?
I think that some Democrats, particularly in more conservative parts of the country, like Appalachia, they try to get NRA endorsements as a way to sort of win over swing voters, particularly in rural areas. A good example is Ted Strickland, who is probably going to be the Democratic nominee for U.S. Senate in Ohio. He's a former governor. He's a Democrat who has had NRA backing in the past. I will say, though, that the NRA, along with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, which are more conservative organizations historically, but have been been willing to back Democrats and Republicans over the years. They're both becoming more reliable endorsers of Republicans as opposed to Democrats over time.
Kyle, kind of paint a picture for us as what kind of a political monster the NRA has turned into and where it is today.
It's a really important interest group on the right, and excuse me, we haven't had national action on guns, even in the wake of some pretty significant tragedies, and I think the NRA's power has something to do with that. Now, that's not to say action necessarily should be taken. Reasonable people can disagree with that, but the fact that we really haven't had an assault weapons ban or that sort of thing be able to get through Congress in recent years, I think is in large part because of the power of the NRA.
Do we know how much money in total they contribute each year to candidates?
I don't know off the top of my head, but I mean, we're talking about millions of dollars. But I think more importantly is that they, when they endorse a candidate, it's a signal to certain kinds of voters, particularly voters who typically are Republican anyway, white men, basically, that candidate is someone that they can trust. And again, it's a valuable endorsement for certain Democrats to get. It's just that the NRA doesn't really, the Democratic Party and the NRA are more at odds than they've been in the past.
Let me quickly switch gears, Kyle, and address the elephant in the room: Hillary Clinton announcing on Sunday she's going to be running for president.
Yeah, and this comes as no surprise. But I think there were, always thoughts that maybe there'd be, she's on the older side. Maybe there's health issues that crop up. Maybe she decides not to do it. But it's become clear and clear over the past several months that she was going to be a candidate, and now it's going to be official.